Hey China, baby, you played too rough. You slapped 34 on and all that ain't love. I gave you till Tuesday to say you're sorry, but guess what, sweetie, that ship sailed early. Don't cry on the trading floor, it's just diplomacy but hardcore. We talked to some countries, not all. Guess which empire won't get a call. We had a terror fever, turn it up some more. 50 on 34, now we're out on a floor. Don't need no trade talks, we just do the math. Take your match sports, baby, feel my wrath. We got that terror fever, shaking every port. Seeking markets like it's a contact sport. Raise it high, spin that tax roulette. If you retaliate, I'll double the bet. Use next, oh, don't look shocked. 10% for friendship, consider it doc. We're spreading love like a steel toe boot. Global harmony in a tailored suit. Every deficit's a dagger to my pride, so I fix it with some duties on the side. Who needs allies when you've got the vibe? Just me, my posts, and my 4D tribe. Yeah, it's terror fever, truth posted loud. Dancing through the trade war, feeling proud. Markets crash, that's just the sound of greatness echoing around. And on a 4%, man, in a town we roll. Every import tax like rocky roll. In the world tonight.
This isn't a tantrum. It's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports from your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm working harder.
We've got tariff fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 104%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit and tax the ride. Hit that beat and tax the rhyme.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports from your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm winning harder.
We got the terror fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 104%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. And tax the rhyme.
While I pile on, don't jam.
Do you think it's over now? Do you think it's over now? Do you think it's over now?
Do you think it's over now?
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. And there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Earth Search 2, a new adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Mysterious radio signals are attacking Angel 1 and 2 on board the Challenger. Humans are immune to the transmissions, therefore the angels have returned to orbit paradise in an attempt...
Profiteurs! Weg uit onze stad! Hello, boys and girls, fathers and mothers, grandpas and grandmas, and all of you great YouTube viewers. This is Kenny Erzy. And today is my first YouTube, and I'm going to discuss what it means to be a good person. I'm a great fan of the amazing YouTube. There are so many programs available. I've learned dance on YouTube. I've learned how to speak languages. I have also seen great comedy. What original talents and personalities. But today, I want to step into YouTube because I want to share some ideas with you. What does it mean to be a good person? What does it mean? We're not talking about a nice person. We're talking about a good person. In life, we have many ups and downs, highs and lows. And as human beings, we sometimes reflect upon what it means to be a good person. We want to improve ourselves. So I thought I might read a little philosophy, some ethics, a little psychology. I thought it might be important if I tried to come up with something that we could all use for everyday living. So I'm happy to say, I believe there are 5 guidelines that we can put into practice if we're diligent and if we're mindful and if we're conscious of it, we could actually become good persons. So what are these 5 guidelines? These are empathy, morality, civility, happiness, and wisdom. These are all accessible to us all. Now, I'm not saying we'll ever be perfect, no one ever is, but the good thing is we can connect to that good person within us, and this good person can come out and it's never too late. So let's start with empathy. Guideline 1, empathy. Cultivate empathy. What is the meaning of empathy? It means understanding and respecting the feelings and the views of others. But the golden rule of empathy was first formulated some 2,500 years ago, and it was none other than Confucius, who said, "Do not do unto others what you would not want others to do unto you." Very, very simple. So, you don't like people to cheat you? You don't like people to lie to you? You don't like people to bully you? Then don't do it to others. Don't cheat others. Don't lie. And don't bully others. The Bible also has a positive spin on the same golden rule. And it says, do unto others as you will have others do unto you. So, do you like people to be kind to you? You want people to love you? To respect you? To give to you? Then do unto others this. Give a little kindness.
Give a little kindness.
A little love.
A little love.
A little bit of giving.
A little bit of giving.
It wouldn't hurt. So the beauty of this positive and negative golden rule is that there are no special rules here.
There are no special rules.
You don't need any special training or rules to put it into practice. The don't do's reside within you. And what you'd like others to do upon you reside within you. So the reciprocity here, the golden rule for others to put it into effect to each other is such that we don't need to get into our individual differences. And it just dawned on me that if everyone were to inculcate this golden rule as children at an early age, we could most likely cut down on bullying by some 80% in all schools. So teachers, let's incorporate this into the curriculum. It's time. Now, Let's go to aspect number two, morality. Thank you.